I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And today on the show, we have stuff, and we have a show, which is good because I haven't been on in almost 2 months. Sigh. It's because my condo got flooded. The entire condo, all of my stuff got wet. It's not even funny. Anyway, it all had to be wrung out. It all had to be taken out of here, including like the shelves you see behind me had to be taken out, all the books taken off. Fortunately, they were up above water level. It's not funny. It's really not. Anyway, but it's all back. Everything's back. I've even got my little clocks back. They were hidden in boxes. I had to go digging through boxes. And there's stuff you can see over here. That is my record collection. Well, it's actually just part. As my wife said last night, she said, "You realize there's another box of records." Sigh. There are a lot of records. They're all vinyl. 33 and a third records.
Hey, there ain't more school. They've got those records.
I even have a turntable down there that hooks up to a USB connection that I can play them on the computer. I have digitized them, most of them, into MP3s. So I can actually listen to them now. Who listens to records anymore? I guess there are some.
Old geezers. Like myself. They're out there listening to vinyl.
There's a whole lot of people. There's a revival of vinyl. People are going out because they like the sound. You know, like the... all the pops. I never did care for that. That was a problem. We always tried to eliminate it. No, but they say... I'm kidding. They say vinyl sounds better. Okay. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members. We are proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. Okay. You will notice that there hasn't been much on the blog, the old blog, drbill.tv. You know, even blogging has gotten passé. People don't blog much anymore. I certainly don't. I need to. I need to put stuff out there so that we can have things to talk about. I do have some things to talk about other than the condo and all the issues. I did have a few. Well, one person who watches the program, bless your heart, that wrote me and said, "Dr. Bill, it's time for another show." I appreciate that. Somebody missed me. I mean, you know, if you're going to be gone, you at least want to be missed. So I'm back. Such as it is. Okay, also, whoa! Way to go, Fred. Just throw that right in there any old time. Fred's letting us know with that drum roll that it's time for a Geek Software of the Week. This is the best kind of Geek Software of the Week, okay? And the reason it's the best kind is because it's a problem I had that I had to go find a utility for, and finding that utility got me the Geek Software of the Week. See what I mean? So it solved a problem. I like things that solve problems. And so this did. It's called Ultra Search. Ultra Search. Do, do, do. You know, kind of like Mickey Mouse. Mighty Mouse? No, Mighty Mouse! Not Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is the guy with the big ears on Disney. I was thinking Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day. That's Mighty Mouse. Just saying. Anyway, Ultra Search. Let's look at that right now. Now, here's the thing. Before we go into the segment, here's the thing. It's free. 100% free. Say that with me. Free. Okay? And I'll give you more info on it. when I get back from the segment. So let's look at it now. All right, I want to show you some software that I have for you. It's called Ultra Search. So let's open it up here. And Ultra Search, what it's for, it is for finding things that are really hard to find. Now, I have a situation. Let me show you my situation. This is what got me looking for it. I have a working area here for my Roku, and I'm developing a Roku application, I guess is the right word for it. And if I go into the components, you'll notice we have BRS files. These are BrightScript files. And I was looking for a particular thing within the file. Now, at this point, of course, I already have found it, and I know what it is. So I'm going to go down here. And we're going to find a phrase. Okay, for instance, this Word of Faith Ministries. I originally was looking for something called Row 1. Okay? And I did not know where it was. I just knew it was in this directory. And I didn't know which BRS or BrightScript file it was in. So enter this application, Ultra Search. All right, so here's what we want to do. We want to search for file content, in this case, Word of Faith Ministries, and we want to search folders in the /working, oops, hold on, it's in folders, on D, that's what I needed. And in subfolders. Okay, that's what I was after anyway. What was it that this... Oh, yeah, you have to look at the BRS files. Well, notice that it immediately found... feedparser.brs, or this BrightScript file, which I'd already opened up and showed you that I knew where it was, but I didn't when I originally got the software. So if you look, you can see that this file is what contains this string. I know that's a little confusing. Bear with me. I haven't done a show in a while. Anyway, that's how it works. And if you're looking for something that does just that, then Ultra Search is your friend. If I double click it and bring it up so you can see the splash screen. There it is. Briefly, it came up. Anyway, that's Ultra Search, our geek software of the week for this week. Okay. See what I mean? Isn't that cool? Now, how does one find Ultra Search? Well, I didn't write it down, so what we'll do is we'll search for it. Ultra Search. You thought that I had all this written down and planned out. Fast free search tool. Ultra Search. Let's make sure it's the right one. It is. Okay, it is jam-software.com/ultrasearch, one word. It has free download right on the screen, free download. Your ultimate freeware for ultra-fast file search, it says. You click the free download and you download it. That's what I did. It's pretty bad to have to search for the website that has the search. Okay. Now, way back in July. I know it's been a long time. I'm sorry. Way back in July, I said on Facebook and maybe Twitter, but definitely Facebook, I said I'd be talking more about privacy issues online. And it's not what you think. You know, it's one thing to not want your credit card information and your home address, maybe, I don't know, any of that kind of information. Oh, by the way, I do need a haircut and a beard trim. So if you're thinking that, you're right. COVID-19 has just been gumming up the works. Lots of things are not what they should be. They won't even trim your beard at the haircutting places. I'm not going to trim your beard. Well, why not? You trimmed my hair on my head. Why not trim my hair on my face? They say it's because you got to get close and see what you're doing. Which I guess I appreciate. But now I'm going to have to do it. So the next time you see me, I'll have much less beard hair. And I don't know what it'll look like. Boy, that hair over here is just getting all out of... It's getting unruly. It's better. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yes, privacy. You don't want your wallet getting taken or your numbers, credit card numbers, getting taken online. That's true. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, this particular kind of privacy. I'm talking about your private right to say and believe what you will is being hampered. Things like Facebook. You can write what you want, but they're going to fact check it. And they're fact checkers, of course. Let's face it, have agendas. So they're going to say, you're wrong. Look at it, you're wrong. It's what I think. Let me say what I think. How would you like it if somebody followed you around and just constantly bonked you on the head and said, you're wrong. Maybe I am wrong. I have the right to be wrong. I had a friend many years ago who was very wise, and he made the statement, everybody's got a right to be stupid. He was talking about in relation to, you know, doing things and saying things that are obviously wrong, but it's their opinion. Everybody's got a right to be stupid. Call it freedom of speech, freedom of thought. Okay? I'm a great believer in that. And I don't like it when people are constantly telling me, you're wrong. Let me be wrong. Give me the right, the privilege of being wrong. Boy, there's something you could march for. The right to be wrong. Okay? Nobody has to just constantly be correcting people. No. I know there are times that people say things and you go, oh boy. Okay? That's okay. Keep it to yourself. Unless they ask you specifically, was there something wrong about what I said? Then you can say, oh yeah. Let me tell you. But if they don't ask, just grin and move on. Okay? But beyond that, you can't even search for things. Google, as the other computer curmudgeon says, Google is evil. I'm telling you. You search for something on Google, and you don't find what you're looking for because they're constantly trying to tell you, well, this is what you're supposed to think about that, and this is what you're supposed to think about that. YouTube's the same way. You know, I could get in trouble. I could say something stupid, which I want to do occasionally. I could say something stupid, and they would... Ooh, my computer must have barfed slightly there because it glitched. I'm sorry. I wonder what's up with that. Anyway, point is, wow, that just blew my mind. Google, and by extension, YouTube. YouTube could just take me off the air. Deprogram me. That doesn't sound right. Deplatform me. That's better. It's not better, but you know what I'm saying. It's what I was trying to say. Deplatform me completely. Because they don't like what I say. That's a lot of power for a company to have. And YouTube is a subsidiary of Google, so there you go. So that's why I started putting my program on other sites, not just YouTube. I also put it on, just between you and me, I put it on my own website, because my own website, I can put on it whatever I want. And I put it on a site called BitChute, as it says there on the screen, BitChute.com. I think it's possibly in England. I'm not sure entirely where. It doesn't matter on the web. The web is like the Wild West anyway. But if you don't find me on YouTube, because they've deplatformed me for whatever reason, they don't like my looks, which, okay, I can understand that, but that's okay. Whatever I look like. Anyway, look for me on BitChute. Look for me on my own website, which I put up a moment ago, drbill.tv. I'm Dr. Bill, and what you're watching is a TV, maybe, possibly. It's a movie, it's a video, it's kind of a TV program, sort of. Okay, it's not, but .tv anyway, because it's video. Okay? So protect yourself. And while we're at it, IPVanish is a VPN that you can protect yourself with. Throw a commercial in here. DrBill.tv/VPN, as you see right over here underneath the plane there on the screen. So check that out. It's a good deal. Summer sale. We're at the end of summer, but check it out anyway. All right. So it's been an interesting show, a little weird, had a glitch. I'm going to be checking on what that glitch was about. That's troubling. But we'll check into it. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbilldaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.